Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
You are now listening to the 2 Cents and Nonsense podcast. I'm here with my homeboy, Matt.
What up, what up?
I am Antoine White Slicker. Follow us on Twitter at 2Nonsense. That's the number 2, NONCENTS. Yes. Also, follow us on that Instagram at 2Nonsense1. That's the number 2Nonsense and the number 1. And don't forget to get into that Facebook community. Search 2Cents Nonsense in your Facebook search bar. Get in the group. We'd love to have you. Post up memes and more. This is the Sports Talk episode, as we do every week. We talk about what's been going on in sports. Simple. It's basic.
Yeah, not much.
not much. It's simple. It's basic. It's, you know, the last week, we talked about us watching we were going to watch the Wilder versus Fury fight. I think you fell asleep during the shit.
I fell asleep before they even got to the ring.
I think they didn't get to the ring until like maybe almost midnight.
Yeah, that's why.
It was crazy. But I watched it. Wilder got his ass whipped.
I seen highlights of him just getting punched in his face.
That's basically all you can say. I mean, he caught a shot to the back of the head trying to duck a punch. And I think the second round got knocked down. After that, his legs just look wobbly the whole time. He was bleeding from the ear. Think he might have had like a ruptured eardrum or something.
Nah, I heard he just had the...
he just had to what?
Get some stitches.
He just had to get some stitches behind the ear?
He had a cut, that's all.
He had a cut behind the ear, you know? I'm saying, during the fight, though, you could see, like, he was just off. It was like, he could barely stand up straight after he took that shot to the back of the head. He had a cut on the lip. Man, it was... It just didn't look good for him, man. You know?
Somebody had to lose.
Yeah, somebody had to lose. We said he was going to win that fight, though, didn't we?
Everybody said he was going to win that fight.
No. When I said the odds makers had Fury winning. He was the favorite. But, you know, everybody had Wilder winning the fight. And he got beat, man. He got beat. You know. But one of the excuses that came out was his suit. His suit was too heavy. His legs was wobbly after the suit. After wearing the 40-pound suit to the ring.
Shouldn't have wore that shit. You tested it out. You know what I'm saying? He probably put it off for like 5 minutes, walked around the dressing room, was like, yeah, I'm good. Nah, you got to walk to the ring. You got to walk up some steps and shit.
But don't he train in weighted clothing? From what I heard?
Shit, I don't know.
Either way, man, you buying that excuse?
No, you got your ass whooped. Your legs don't stop you from getting punched in your face.
Got to put your guard up, dog.
For real.
Hands up. He was hand down, man down, bro.
Shit.
Hey, man, that was his excuse. He was like, yo, but legs, what I did. All
right, it's called bob and weave, nigga.
It's called bob and weave. He couldn't bob and weave because his legs won't that drop.
All right, well, we seen what happened.
But Fury was coming straight at him, man. In Wilder's corner, they threw in the towel in the 7th round. So it was ended in the 7th round. I thought the ref could have stopped it in the 5th.
Hey.
Tyson caught him with a couple of motion. He caught him with a body shot in the 5th.
Yeah, I seen that.
Slumped him over. I felt like they could have ended the fight right there. Because he was still getting up, stumbling.
Yeah, well.
I think he fell three more times, but they didn't count as knockdowns for Fury because it was just Wilder's legs was just wobbly. Like, he couldn't stay off the rope and off the mat.
Well, if he gets his rematch.
He invoked a rematch. He gets a rematch.
Only if Fury accepts.
I thought he'd get one because it was his belt that he lost.
I think it's only if Fury accepts.
Only if Fury accepts. Okay. Hey, it is. If that's what it is, it is what it is. You know?
Fury should take that shit.
Fury should take it, beat him again. Yeah. Hey, man.
I mean,
until that nigga know how to box, he gonna get beat again. Yeah, like,
he can't box. He's a puncher. He's just a puncher. He's just a right hand. And when that right hand ain't working, and it wasn't.
Yeah. Now, after the fight, and after people clowning him, after his excuses, social media always got to take it and make it a racial thing.
I don't know why they clowning him. It's his first loss.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's,
you know?
They clown everybody when they lose. They clown Roy Jones when he caught his first loss. They clown Ronda Rousey when she caught her first loss.
But when Roy got knocked out and put through the ropes, I seen that fight.
Yeah. It was funny, but they clown Ronda Rousey when she lost her first joint. Like, it is what it is. They like to build you up to see you fall. That's what it is. But motherfuckers try to make it a racial thing. Like, I saw a comment on Facebook that said, y'all shouldn't be down in this man. He's a king. He's a black man with his black queen. And y'all up here praising that white man from Europe. Like, bro, it ain't even all that. All we said was the nigga got beat, which is true. He got beat. It don't matter if he was black, white, purple, green, or gold. Nigga, he got beat.
You got your ass whooped. Plain and simple.
But the funny part about that is, bitches come into the comment section like, she ain't in black. What the fuck you talking about? She ain't in black. How you got his black queen and she ain't in black? The chick that he with is like, I think she was born in the Philippines. I think she's Filipino.
Sounds black to me.
Sounds black to you. We are.
You ain't white.
You ain't white. You know what I'm saying? Either way. But, you know, it's just like, why we always got to make it a racial thing? This had nothing to do with race. It was the fact that he got in the ring.
Only black people do that shit.
Yeah, it was the fact that he got in the ring and he got beat. Like, we clowned him because he got beat. We not clowned him because he's a bad representation of black people or anything like that. That's not how we say it.
I'm a bad representation of black people.
You are?
Yep.
Okay. We not on our best behavior.
I don't give a shit.
We're not on our best behavior. But, you know, you don't have to make it a racial thing, though. It's just sports. It's boxing. We like watching the sport. And we like to see, you know, who's up next and who's going to get the victory.
Yeah.
You know, the guy won. I don't know how many fights he won.
Who?
Wilder. I don't know.
I think he was like... Now he's 41-1.
41-1. Something so he won 41 fights, man. You can't take that away from the guy. He won fights. What we want to see is what he does after this. It's good to catch a loss, man. You catch your loss, you get that shit out the way, you're like, I feel good now.
And you come back stronger.
You know, I feel good now. So you go watch that shit. He going to watch that shit. You got, unless you hiding from it, you got to go watch that shit to see what you did wrong to make it right.
No, he ain't hiding from it. He was on Twitter the other day. He posted a little video. I'm a black king. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, he's a black king, man, you know? Why everybody want to be kings, though?
I don't know.
Okay.
Kings get assassinated.
Yeah. They do. They get their heads chopped off, nigga, because somebody else tried to come after that crown, bro.
For real.
You know? But, we inching closer to the NBA playoffs.
Yep.
You know, it's coming. If it ended today, of course, the same two teams still at the top, right?
Yeah. Bucks and Lakers.
Bucks and Lakers. Do you see any dark horses coming out of that thing, man? Do you see anybody that could potentially knock either one of those teams off?
The Celtics can maybe knock off the Bucks.
The Celtics maybe can knock off the Bucks.
Yeah, the Celtics been playing good. Jason Tatum been balling.
Been balling.
Sixers are done. Embiid's hurt. What's the other dude? Other dude on the Sixers.
Tobias Harris?
Nah, Ben Simmons. He hurt too. Mm-hmm. They both out.
You know, right now in the East, man, the seventh and the eighth seed. The seventh seed is the Orlando Magic, and the eighth seed is the Brooklyn Nets.
The Heat is an interesting team.
Yeah, they're interesting. They're fourth right now. But the people that's on the bubble, I mean, they're still five games back, it looks like. The Washington Wizards and the Charlotte Hornets are both five games back.
Okay.
From
stay five
the
games back.
From the AFC.
Stay five games back. Because if you get that eighth seed, you're getting swept by the Bucks. Plain and simple.
So right now, Brooklyn has the eighth seed. Would they getting swept by the Bucks?
Yes.
Or they ain't giving them a chance.
They getting steamrolled.
Okay. Well, what if it was switched out? What if Orlando landed that eighth seed? They getting swept too?
They getting steamrolled.
Okay. Yo, Malcolm, your Detroit Pistons is 12th in the motherfucking conference, bro. What's going on?
Derrick Rose can't do it all.
He sure can't. Zach LaVine. For your boys, man, he looked frustrated out there.
It's coaching.
He looked like he mad at the coach.
It's coaching.
You motherfuckers was down by 10 with 30 seconds left on the clock, and this motherfucker calling timeouts and shit. Zach LaVine like, yo, can we just go home, bro? Like, what the fuck are we doing? We not winning this game.
That's all right. When the season's over, they getting rid of everybody. The whole front office is going. Coach and staff's going.
They need
to hire Mark Jackson.
Zach LaVine looked frustrated, bro. He looked real mad. Like, dog, I'm wasting my talent out here.
He's wasted his talent everywhere he's been, so it don't make no difference.
I don't know about that, man. Like, when he was in Minnesota, he wasn't as talented as he is right now.
Okay, he wasn't winning in Minnesota. He ain't winning in Chicago.
But nah, he was a bona fide bench player when he was in Minnesota, man. All he was known for was flashy dunks when he was in Minnesota. So I can't even say he was wasted talent where he was in Minnesota. Everybody who was in Minnesota wasted talent.
Whatever.
You know. They just can't seem to get right over there.
The Bulls, they have so much talent on that squad. They need to be coached.
Yeah.
That coach is not for them.
With the talent that you guys have on the roster, there's no reason why you should be.
And they're young, man. They need to develop a little better.
Yeah, there's no reason why you guys should be number 11 in the conference. You shouldn't have just 20 wins right now, man.
Like I said, it's coaching. And I don't watch the games, mm-hmm. but from the scores I be looking at, they don't play no defense.
Yeah.
They don't play no defense. But that's coaching, too.
In Atlanta, I don't know what's going on with them. This nigga Trae Young goes out here, puts up mad buckets.
But he's the only one.
The other guy, what's his name? Collins, the other guy that they had on there. I think he's hurt.
Thought you were about to say Vince.
Nah.
He the only other nigga I know on that squad.
That's fair. John Collins, I think his name is. He's the center. He's hurt, I think. So, I mean, at the end of the day, these teams in the East, the bottom nine here, or the bottom eight, or whatever, need to get better.
Somebody need to get Mark Jackson out the booth and coach one of these young squads, because obviously he can develop talent. We've seen it.
Right.
You know? That's all it really comes down to is coaching, man.
Yeah. And over on the West, you got a lot of teams on the bubble. Memphis Grizzlies are holding on to the eighth seed right now.
They might lose that shit.
They might lose it. New Orleans is two games back. Portland, two games back.
Fuck Portland.
Sacramento, three games back. And San Antonio, three games back. Hell, even the Phoenix Suns are three. No, they're four games back. So, I mean, you lose a game in the West.
Yeah.
The top seven, it looked like, are solidified. The top seven is solidified.
Yeah, most likely.
Yeah, because the Dallas Mavericks have the seventh seed, and the Memphis Grizzlies is eight games back from them. So the top seven is solidified. It looked like this eighth seed is up for grabs, and it's every team, 8 through 13, they're within three games of each other.
I think the Pelicans is going to sneak in.
The Pelicans going to sneak in? The Memphis Grizzlies not going to make it?
Yeah, Ja Ja Morant, he's he ain't been playing as good.
He's cooling off.
Yeah, I think he's hitting that wall.
He hitting that rookie wall.
That of the 82 games. Yeah. That's, you know, that's tough.
It is tough. It's tough. It's tough to go from what you play in college. What,
30.
30.
Depending upon
what conference you're in.
Yeah.
Yeah. 30 to 40 maybe.
Nah, nobody plays 40.
The ACC, we had that tournament before we go into.
But you still don't play 40. Even in the tournament. The most you go is maybe like 33.
So hold on. So we got the 24 games that we play in the regular season, right? And then the ACC has a separate tournament before the March Madness tournament start. So you play, what, 5-6 games in that tournament?
If you make it.
If you make it that far. Yep. You play about 5-6 games in that tournament. So, yeah, you're right. You're right. You know. You make 30. Taking a 33 game to an 82 game jump.
You added on an extra 50.
You know, that's a lot of games, you know. But any dark horses in the West that you think could give the Lakers problems?
The only team that's going to get the Lakers problems is the Clippers.
Is the Clippers. Okay. So if Memphis went up against the Lakers right now, would it be a sweep?
Yeah, LeBron's going to beast on them.
Okay.
AD's going to beast on them.
All right. Okay. Okay.
No problem. I mean, you might see some good games, but at the end of the day, you're still getting sweat.
It's going to be a clean sweep, not a gentleman sweep where you get like one. No, and they ain't getting one.
Nah.
Okay. Nah. Just thought I'd ask. You know, the people want to know. There's some Memphis Grizzlies fans right now. It's like, yo, we going to get one.
You might not even make it.
You might not even.
So.
Yo, the Memphis Grizzly fans going to be bad. Like, yo, these all motherfuckers right. Talking about shit. Us like that?
Zion is coming. Like, I'm not, you know me, I hate them dookies.
You hate them dookies.
But that man is balling. I can't deny it.
Hey, man, you can't deny that he's balling. You know, he came out ready, man. You know, he had a lot of rest. He had a lot of opportunities to rest. You know what I'm saying, old fat ass nigga?
Yo, if he hit the weight room and just turned into an unbelievable monster.
Yeah, if he turned that overweight, that body fat, if he turned that the muscle, he could be all right. He'd be all right out there. You know?
Stop eating that gumbo down there.
Stop eating that gumbo.
Word.
Stop eating that gumbo. The March Madness tournament this year, when does that start?
In March, nigga.
Nigga, we in March. Well, no, we not in March yet. It's February 29th. But by the time people hear this, we'd be in March.
No, not if they listen to it tonight.
Not you. You're right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But when does the tournament start?
I don't know. Probably like the second week of March because you still got to go through the tournaments and everything.
Did they release They didn't release the thing yet, did they?
Release what?
The bracket.
You can't release the brackets. They ain't even do the selection show yet.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Like I said, they haven't even done their conference championships yet.
Okay.
We ain't done none of that.
All right. No problem. Selection Sunday. The Selection Sunday is actually March 15th this year. You can watch that shit on TBS.
Okay.
So the tournament will actually start. Round one of the tournament starts March 19th.
We ain't even making it to the tournament unless we win the ACC championship, and I don't see that.
Yeah, damn right, y'all niggas ain't winning the ACC championship. Yo, it's...
No, I can't say that we won't, because now we're healthy.
Yeah, healthy.
You know what I'm saying? At the beginning of the season, we were healthy, and we was beating the shit out of teams. You know that. Dudes went down for like, months.
Hey, man.
And we lost a shit ton of games.
But the NCAA championship game will be on Monday, April 6th. Great. It seems like this shit get later and later every year, don't it?
It does. Well, the championship game is always in April. the first week of April.
No, oh, the Final Four is April 4th.
Okay, whatever.
So, y'all check out Selection Sunday if y'all look at that type of stuff on March 15th.
I always do like 2-3 brackets.
You know?
And by the time the Sweet 16, my brackets is busted.
By the time the Sweet 16. The first four is on Tuesday, March 17th. Those are the people who got to get, you know, they got to do the little qualifying shit to get into the actual first round. But the first round of the tournament starts Thursday, March 19th. So that's the tail end of March. We're going to be looking forward to that. Love college basketball, man, when it's tournament time.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I like it in general. I try to watch when I can. But there's so much shit on. I'm even trying to keep up with this XFL. I can't even do that. They only play four games.
So when it's bracket time, when they release the brackets, me and Matt, we're gonna do individual brackets. We'll go over our brackets on the show. So the join is that Sunday. We will come in on the next Saturday and we'll tell you our full brackets, what we had before the tournament started. And we'll tell you if any of our brackets have been busted because there's play on the 19th and the 20th.
Hey, so and also, too, for y'all in the group, you know, you do a bracket, post that shit in the group. I want to see your brackets.
Post your brackets in the group. Want to see that shit. But let's move on, man. You know, we want to talk about this NFL CBA.
Let's do it.
Your boy, DeMarcus Smith, man.
That ain't my boy. That's
your boy.
He ain't my boy. He making black people look stupid out there.
He said that he confident. He coming out here with supreme confidence.
He making black people look stupid. A black person ain't going to hold that job for like another 20, 30 years now.
He out here with supreme confidence. Back. He said that he is supremely confident that the players will vote for the approval of this year's CBA.
No, the fuck they ain't. They ain't playing 17 games plus an extra playoff game. The fuck out of here.
Now, the proposed deal is a 10-year deal, so this will run them through 2030. Still, you think the players ain't having it?
Hell no.
Well, I got some of the details of the CBA here. Now, some of the changes. They made a change to the drug policy within it. They're trying to narrow the testing window of THC down from 4 months to 2 weeks at the start of training camp. So I guess they were testing you. I don't know what the fuck that even means.
How about you don't test for it at all?
Then they're trying to also reduce the penalties to players that test positive to THC by eliminating any game suspensions strictly for positive tests.
You know how this nigga Josh Gordon would be a monster if he could smoke his weed and play.
And also, they're reducing the numbers of players subjected to being tested for THC and on increasing the nanogram limit from 35 to 150. That's what was proposed in this new drug policy as far as the new CBA is concerned. And then, of course, you got the right to be paid over a 34-week period versus the 17 weeks. I don't understand that. And a new workers' comp that they're trying to put out. They're trying to do an overall reduction in on-field fines, overall reduction in club fines, implementation of a neutral decision maker for most commissioner discipline cases.
Okay.
They introduced new training camp hours. A 2.5-hour limit on padded and full speed practices. So you can only practice in pads in full speed for 2.5 hours. They limit the time at the facility during any work week, a limit of 16 days in pads, no more than 3 consecutive days for 3 out of the 5 weeks, no more than 2 consecutive days for 2 out of the 5 weeks, 3-day weekend at the end of camp if 17 games is implemented. 2 days off of the first week and 1 day every 7 thereafter. And they limited 4 joint practices if they go to the 3 preseason game concept.
And you want to know what? That's why the start of the season be looking like shit.
Be looking like shit.
Because motherfuckers don't practice. They don't play in preseason games.
Mm-hmm. Now, they also looking at a increase in benefits for active players. The pension would be increased by 10%. The 401k match would be increased to $30,000 and increases annually thereafter. The annuity increased to $110,000 per year, increasing by $15,000 a year after. So I'm guessing, you know, you got to get your life insurance, tuition reimbursement, HRAs. They adding vision coverage, so I guess motherfuckers ain't have vision coverage. Injury protection of 100% of your salary up to $2 million. That's it? So if you get injured, they only cover you $2 million. And extended injury protection up to 100% of the salary up to $1 million. So if I get injured, I only get $3 million? Is that what they're saying?
I don't know.
It sounds like that's what they're saying.
Yeah, it sounds like they ain't taking that collection. They ain't accepting that shit. Fuck out of here.
Termination pay increased. They increased the in-mid-season signing benefit of 35% of the remaining salary. Yeah, okay, whatever. And practice squad players are eligible for $5,000 of tuition benefits a year and a 401k match up to $1,500. All right. The players would get 47% of the annual revenue in 2020. A guaranteed 48% share of revenue in 2021 with the ability to increase the percentage to 48.5% through a media kicker, which applies in any season that the players play in 17 games. A projected increase of about $5 billion to the players over the course of this new 10-year deal. Maybe that's why DeMarcus Smith said that they might go ahead with this. But I still don't. Do you think that's enough?
No.
...47% in shared revenue for the players?
No, that ain't enough. They shouldn't accept nothing less than 50.
Fucking nothing strike. Less than 50?
Yeah, fucking strike, man. Don't accept you know?
The maximum it looked like they could go up to is 48.5%. That's if they go to the 17-game format.
Yeah, well, like I said, fucking strike.
So, you think they should strike?
Yeah.
Now, from what I read,
the only way they're going to get what they want is if they strike.
Yeah.
is if they just don't play no games.
Now, from what I heard, the approval for this, if the players, if it gets into the players' hands, which is already in the players' hands, but they have to vote on it, 51% of the players have to vote yes on this shit. And it goes through. Doesn't matter what the other 49 think. That's the majority.
Hey, like I said, fucking strike.
You think they should strike?
Yes.
I think they should strike. Are they going to strike, though?
Hell, probably not. You want to know why? Because it's hard to get all those people especially the people that ain't getting paid that much. You know? The rookies and the people on rookie deals.
Yeah.
You know, they need that money. So it's hard for them out there.
It is. But you got, again, man, you got to do this for the betterment of the players, man. You got to do this for the people that's coming behind you.
Yeah, they need to follow what the NBA is doing. First off, fire that dude who's trying to bargain for y'all because he ain't helping y'all.
Your boy, DeMarcus Smith.
That's your boy.
That's not my boy.
They should have fired him after the last collective bargaining agreement. That was a 10-year deal.
Yeah, 10 years ago, he should have been fired. He should have been fired right then and there.
For real. Should have got rid of his ass then.
His negotiation skills is horrible.
He's not even negotiating.
It's horrible.
He's not even negotiating. He's taking whatever the owners give him, and he's going back to them. He's not sitting at the table.
It's horrible.
He's probably on their fucking payroll.
It looked like it.
You know?
Like, bro, we should still be sitting down at the table right now talking about this.
For real.
Like, nah, scratch this out. Put this in. Let's get this in right here. 48.5%. And that's only if they agree to go to 17 games.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't go to 17 games. Or just do what Stephen A. Smith said, like I was telling you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to play 17 games, have the players only required to play 16.
Right.
You know?
So they get a load management week.
Yeah, 1 week of load management. And it could be any week for any player.
Right.
You know, you got a scrub coming up. Like you playing the Browns or something, sit your quarterback.
Right.
You know, something like that. You ain't got to sit the whole team at once.
Right, right, right. I think that's a pretty good idea. But again, we look at that and Stephen A. Smith is just a media personality. He may have played football for fun, but from my knowledge, he has no ties to football at all. But it was easy for him to come up with that little thing.
Real quick.
Real quick. And you got a motherfucker in DeMarcus Smith that's negotiating for you. DeMorris. Why I keep calling him DeMarcus?
Because it's a black name.
Because either way, the nigga trash. Either way, he's trash. DeMorris Smith, either way, you trash. Well, I hope you hear this. I know you ain't going to hear this, but I hope you hear me talking shit about you. You trash.
He don't give a shit.
He don't.
He on the owner's payroll.
He getting paid millions of dollars to screw over thousands of people.
Mm-hmm.
You trash. You trash. I talk shit. I talk a lot of shit. I was on, because tonight was the Genesis card. For those people who watch Battle Rap, URL had their Genesis card tonight. And they had it live on a platform called Caffeine. And the app was fucking up horrible, bro. It was fucking up so bad. This was the first time they've ever used this platform. It was fucking up so bad. But the first battle was on. And I'm talking mad shit. Because they had the battle rappers in the chat room. And I'm talking mad shit to these niggas like, yo, you're trash. You got dragged your last battle. It's funny that they talk back to you, though. They'll talk back to you like, yo, you don't know what you're talking about, yo. Whatever, nigga, you got dragged. You're trash. So, DeMorris Smith, I'm going to at you on Twitter and I'm going to talk shit to you.
Nigga, you don't even be on Twitter.
I'm going to get on there just to talk shit to him.
He might not even have a Twitter just because of that.
He might not. I find that real fun, though. Like, yo, because you don't expect motherfuckers to hit you back. You know what I'm saying? Like, I might become an internet troll.
Hey, man. Talk shit to Kevin Durant. You might get one of them. Might get one. Well, you know he got like 3-4 burner accounts. He even admitted it.
I'd be like, nigga, talk to me on one of your fake-ass burner accounts, nigga. Let's go. Well, let's go.
He will. He'll be out there defending himself on a burner account instead of his real account.
I'd be like, yo, I know that's you, Kevin Durant. We know that's you.
Word. Only, you know, when you got a burner account, yeah, you're going to defend yourself. Okay, here. Yo, I found another Walmart wrestling.
You found a Walmart wrestling
another
joint?
One.
Now, they got kids that go into Walmart and these motherfuckers be wrestling. And they actually breaking furniture in that bitch.
Oh, you got to see this
one. Why the motherfucking Walmart employees be coming through? And one of the little niggas got a referee shirt on. And this nigga be counting the pin like, yo. One of these dudes, he got what is that, the trippy red joint? The red dreads?
So.
Canadian Destroyer! Everybody does Canadian Destroyers.
It's not over. Oh. It's not over.
Oh, it's not over?
Oh, no. Nah.
It's not over. Oh, twist of fate! The nigga using the basket to get back up. He using the basket. Oh, he flipped the basket over. Oh, these niggas choreographed like a motherfucker. Like they been watching. Oh, he flipped the basket over so that he could lay on the basket. You got to do that off cam, though. We got to get you on the hard cam. You got to get you off the joint.
5-star frog splash.
Nah, that was a 2.5-star frog splash.
I mean,
he still did it. He still tried. But, you know. Those kids, they going to be all right one of these days. That's your future wrestler right there, man. They might be wrestlers sooner than later. You know, they start young. But speaking of wrestling, man, you watched the Super Showdown.
Yeah.
From the Arab country. What were they? Something? Another or nothing? They were in Saudi Arabia. I didn't say Saudi Arabia. What did I just say?
I don't know what you said.
I don't know what the fuck that was that just came out of my mouth. Blah, blah, blah. I'm not even going to try to say it again. I can't get it out. But what did you think of that show?
It was trash.
It was trash? What was the worst part of that show to you?
The worst part was Vince burying the young talent.
Now, for the listeners who don't know who the young talent is, who got buried in this goddamn on that show?
Ricochet got buried.
Ricochet got buried. He got beat by Brock Lesnar in a minute and 30 seconds.
Two German suplexes and an F5. That's
he got beat in a minute and 30 seconds.
AJ Styles, I know he's not young, but he got buried.
AJ Styles got beat
Didn't even catch a tombstone. He caught one choke slam.
Yeah. AJ Styles got beat in 30 seconds, probably, if that.
Fucking Bray Wyatt getting jobbed out to Goldberg.
Bray Wyatt got beat in 30 minutes. In 3 minutes.
Like, that shit is ridiculous, man.
So the total accumulative time of all three of those guys in all three of their matches was 5 minutes.
Yes, and they're losing to people. Every last one of them is like over 40. Goldberg's 53. I think Undertaker's like 55. Brock's probably in his early 40s.
Yep.
Meanwhile, you burying your young talent.
The Viking Raiders got beat.
Oh, they got jobbed out on the pre-show.
Carl Anderson, Luke Gallows. Naomi got beat by Bayley.
Yeah, and she put on a good performance, too.
You know, the New Day got beat by John Morrison and The Miz.
Yes, they lost their belts.
And then John Morrison and The Miz got beat on Friday Night SmackDown clean by the Usos.
Mm-hmm.
Your new tag team champions just got beat clean.
Well, they was barely winning
by the Usos
before.
Also during the Saudi show, you're the United States champion, Andrade, lost to R-Truth.
Yep.
Clean.
Yep. That's his punishment for the wellness policy, I guess.
That's his punishment for the wellness
policy. They probably assume nobody watched the show anyway.
Right. Now.
Shit, R-Truth's like 50. He yes. don't look it. He look like he 20.
And he say he feel like he 25, so he's out there. But they're on the road to WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Elimination Chamber was advertised to have an Elimination Chamber match to determine the number one contender for Goldberg's Universal Championship.
Oh, they scrapped,
they scrapped that. That shit. They scrapped that. And said, fuck it, Roman. Just, you knew what we were going to do anyways. We just going to do it. Mm-hmm. We ain't even going to make no formalities about it. Yep. So they changed the Elimination Chamber match. And the Elimination Chamber match for SmackDown will now be a Elimination Chamber match for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. John Morrison and The Miz will defend their titles against The New Day, The Usos, Heavy Machinery, Lucha House Party, and Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode.
Yo, Heavy Machinery, they going to start off the match because they ain't fitting in no pods. Not with Otis fat ass in there. Nah.
You don't think they can? Nah. You don't think they can? They're some big dudes.
Yeah, they going to start off in the match.
They got to start the match off.
Yeah.
Who they going to start the match off with?
Bobby Roode and Dolph Ziggler.
Bobby Roode and Dolph Ziggler. That is a storyline that's going on there. That's a storyline that's going on there. Because Dolph Ziggler been going out on dates with Mandy.
Yes, he stole Mandy from Otis.
And Otis is upset.
I don't know why you upset. Mandy's out of your league, buddy. That was a long shot to begin with. You put the work in. I'll give you that.
Nah, she was liking him, though.
Okay, and as soon as the next nigga stepped up.
Well, she was, from my understanding, because I went back through the storyline. From my understanding, she got a text message from him saying that he was going to be late. And he got a text message from her saying that she was going to be late. But it was just a setup to get her and Dolph together.
Okay.
But she really did like him, and she was supposed to be going on a date with him. But her friend, Sonya Deville, you know, did that shit so that she wouldn't be with his fat ass. That's what it was.
Well, Manny didn't have to do it. She didn't have to do it.
She thought he stood her up, though. That's what the whole thing about it is. She thought he stood her up. So now she with Dolph Ziggler. Ziggy. Why did I call that nigga Ziggy?
I don't know, man.
But also, at the Elimination Chamber, because it's next week, and they only got 3 matches here. At the Elimination Chamber, you got the Raw Women's Championship.
No, she's not defending.
I mean, no, I'm sorry. The number one contender.
Ain't no championships being defended at Elimination Chamber. None of the main ones, anyway.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Natalya, Liv Morgan, Shayna Baszler, Asuka, Ruby Riott, and Sarah Logan are all going to be in a match to determine who is the number one contender for the Raw Women's Championship.
Why is Natalya in this match?
Why is Natalya in this match?
Yes.
To eat a pinfall? Why else is she in the match?
Who's in it again?
Natalya, mm-hmm. Liv Morgan, mm-hmm. Shayna Baszler, Asuka, Ruby Riott, and Sarah Logan.
So the Riott Squad, they going to cancel each other out.
Liv Morgan. Okay, yep.
Why is Natalya in this match? Did they run out of women?
They might have. I just told you why she was in the match. They ain't no pinfall.
Okay, did they run out of women? Like,
you know Natalya's in this match to be the glue. You know she's in the match to be the glue. She's here to make all the rest of them, make sure they get their spots in right.
Like, why is Sarah Logan in the match?
Because she trash and she just need to eat a pin. She's there to eat a pin. But Natalya's there to keep the match going. She's there to keep the match flowing. She's probably calling spots in the ring. That's what she's there for. She's the technical genius, the one who keeps it all going together. That's why she's in the match. She's there to make sure the motherfucker's safe.
So why is she in the match?
Who?
They could have put Kyrie Sane in that match.
Kyrie Sane don't speak no goddamn English. She can't make sure they safe.
You don't need to speak English.
Natalya's got to be there to make sure them bitches safe. That's what she there for. She the glue.
That's what you got Oscar for. To yell at the bitches in Japanese. Like, get your shit straight. You
can't. I don't know what to tell you, man. She's in the match. The only thing I can think of is that she's there to be the glue. Just to make sure that she keeps them hoes on the right page. She the bottom bitch when the pimp come out. This is what it is.
Yo, you don't need her. You got the referee for that.
You got the referee for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, get to your spot, nigga. Better get the fuck up.
The Intercontinental Championship will be on the line at this pay-per-view.
Yeah, I know.
Braun Strowman is going to be in a 3-on-1 handicap match against Shinsuke Nakamura, Cesaro, and Sami Zayn.
And Braun Strowman's about to bury all three of them.
They doing Cesaro really, really bad. I don't even like that they doing Sami Zayn like this.
I don't care about Sam. If I was Cesaro, I'd be like, yo, Trips, man, can I please come to NXT? Like, I'll go to UK. Put me on UK. I can be the champ. I'll fuck Walter up. Like, come on. If I'm Cesaro, I'm begging to get the hell out of there.
He need to, man. He need to. But they breezing right past this Elimination Chamber match. I mean, this Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. I don't find this to be interesting at all.
It's not.
They moving past this. Like we said, Goldberg is going to fight Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. John Cena is going to have a match against The Fiend.
It's like Bray Wyatt don't even care about it losing his belt.
Hey, look. Bray Wyatt is done. He is done. You want to know how I know he's done? This motherfucker went on SmackDown and pointed at the WrestleMania sign. He's done. He is done. You are finished when you start pointing at the WrestleMania sign.
Because Vince told him to go out there and point at the motherfucking sign.
He pointing at the sign. And of course we're going to have Drew McIntyre versus Brock Lesnar. Shayna Baszler is going to fight Becky Lynch for the belt. It's a foregone conclusion.
I hope John Cena does the right thing and tells Vince, like, yo, I don't need to win this match.
Yeah, I hope so.
I hope so, man. Like, I don't need to win this match.
And then Rhea Ripley is going to face Charlotte Flair for the NXT Championship.
I'm still hoping that's a triple threat.
Still holding out hope that it's a triple threat match.
Yes.
Sasha Banks returned to SmackDown last night.
Yeah, I know.
In a tag team match.
Future Grammy Award winning artist.
She's a future Grammy Award winner.
She gonna get it for Snoop.
She gonna get it for Snoop.
For those who don't know, Sasha Banks and Snoop are cousins.
Yeah, and she dropping an album soon here because she was in the studio over these past couple weeks working on an album.
I think Snoop produced it.
Snoop produced it.
I think.
Okay. Cool. Executive produced.
Yeah, whatever.
He ain't getting there. He won't make beats.
No. Nah.
All right, so, yeah, we just had to clarify that. But, yeah, man, hey, if Cardi B can win one, she can win one probably.
Yeah.
You got Cardi B fans right there like, nigga, Cardi B nice, stop it.
No, she's not.
Royster 5'9 said Cardi B was nice. But he said the best rapper between Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion is Cash Doll. I still haven't looked this bitch up yet. I have no idea who she is. Cash Doll. We're going to have to check that out. Royster 5'9 co-signed it. Or maybe he just co-signed. Check to see where she's from. Is she from Detroit? If she's from Detroit, that's probably what it is.
Yes.
She's from Detroit?
Yep.
Never mind then. <You know? laughs> I like you, Royce, but you're doing the homegrown shit. You're doing the homegrown shit. Tonight is AEW Revolution.
It's tomorrow.
It's tonight, bro.
It's tomorrow.
It's Saturday.
They're doing it tomorrow.
It's tonight, bro. They've been advertising it on the internet all day. I've been looking at it all day. It's tonight. It's Saturday. They've been advertising this shit on the internet all night.
I could have swore it was Sunday.
Let Let's just make sure. We double checking this one for you guys, people. Sorry if there's a little silence here. Yep, Saturday, February 29th, starting at 8 p.m. $59.99 on traditional pay-per-view. You can get it on Bleacher Report Live for $49.99. And if you purchase it outside the U.S. on Fight TV, it's $19.99. That's crazy. So on that show, you got SCU versus the Dark Order. Who wins that match?
Dark Order.
The Dark Order wins that match. Is this where we're going to find out who the Exalted One is?
Nah, Matt Hardy's contract ain't up yet.
His contract ain't up yet.
I think it's up tomorrow or something.
Yeah, man, it's up tomorrow.
Maybe he'll show up on Dynamite Wednesday night.
Yeah. Then we got Pac versus freshly squeezed Orange Cassidy in a singles match.
Yo, if Pac, if he don't whoop Orange Cassidy's ass.
It should be a good match, man. Orange Cassidy can go in the ring. He freshly squeezed, bro.
Orange Cassidy don't need to win. Pac can't take that loss to him.
Pac can't take. Now, I agree with you there. Pac can't take that loss. Yo, if Pac take that loss, that'll bury his character.
Yeah, like, he might go back to Japan. Like, yeah,
he can't lose that. So yeah, I got Pac winning that match, man. It's no way. Then we got Nyla Rose versus Chris Statlander for the AEW Women's Championship.
Nyla Rose holding that. She just won it.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Plus, Chris Statlander, she don't even know her goddamn character.
She has no idea what her character is.
She don't know how to play a fucking alien.
Who knows how to play an alien?
Somebody can do it better than that.
Somebody can do it better than that. We talk about real actors or just people in the ring, like wrestlers. Some wrestler can play it better than that?
Hell yeah.
Okay. Who you think could make a good alien then?
A good alien?
Yeah.
Ricochet
can make a good alien?
Hell yeah.
Okay. Ricochet.
I'm just saying. I
just throwing a name out there. I thought you was going to think of another woman that could ride
another woman?
I don't know, man. I was just saying.
I think Asuka will kill that shit.
Asuka could play an alien? Okay. She yelling at motherfuckers in Spanish, in Japanese.
It don't even matter. We don't understand it anyway. It's just like alien talking.
Yeah. Then we got the grudge match. We got Darby Allin versus Sammy Guevara in a singles match. Who you got winning, Allin?
Darby Allin. Sammy Guevara, excuse me. He take mad L's.
He take mad L's.
Yes.
He's a sexy Latin dude or something. Spanish dude or something. Whatever Chris Jericho called him, I don't even remember what he called him, but, you know.
Nah. He lost that title to Angel Garza.
He lost that title to Angel Garza?
Yes.
Angel Garza is that sexy lad? Yes. Because okay. He rip off his pants and shit?
And throws nuts in your face. Nuts in your face.
But Sammy Guevara is like, he's a cool dude outside of wrestling. I think he's real, like, if you ever watch his interviews or whatever, he's a real cool dude. I like him.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm just saying.
I like Darby Allin too, but I think Darby Allin's gonna get this win.
Darby Allin needs a win.
But he been winning. He been losing to some main eventers, but he been winning though. He win matches. Just when it comes to those main eventers, of course he gonna lose. But they did a good job of building his character up though. I think they've done a good job of that. Then up next, man, we got Jake Hager versus Dustin Rhodes in a singles match.
This is Jake Hager's first match. He's taking that.
He's getting that win.
Yeah, Dustin. He can get some revenge. But he going to take that L.
He going to take that L? I agree with you, Dale. Then we got the champs, Kenny Omega, Hangman Adam Page versus the Young Bucks for the AEW World Tag Team Championship.
See, this I don't know because I don't know where they want to take the storyline to.
Did you watch AEW this past week?
I haven't watched AEW in 2 months.
Okay. So,
I understand the storyline. I know what's going on, but I don't know where they want to take it to after this. Because you can go two ways.
So, they had a sit-down interview, almost like a face-to-face, between the Bucks and Kenny Omega and Hangman Page. And the Bucks just flat out said to this man, like, bro, said to the Hangman, you were a jobber in Ring of Honor before we put you in the Bullet Club.
Sounds about right.
And Kenny Omega just like, ain't even speak up for this thing.
Because it's the truth. It's the truth. You can't deny the truth.
Can't deny the truth. He was a bona fide jobber in Ring of Honor before they put him in the Bullet Club. I think there's going to be some more tension between Adam Page and Kenny Omega. And the Bucks are going to get this win. They're going to be your new AEW tag team champions.
They've only held the belts for like a month, if even that.
Who?
Hangman Page and Kenny. They won the belts in late January, maybe?
Yeah.
They won it on the Jericho Cruise. I watched that match.
Mm-hmm. Either way, they've been slingshotting those belts anyways. It don't really matter. Then up next, man, you got Maxwell Jacob Friedman, Mr. MJF versus Cody in a singles match.
I got MJF.
I love MJF.
You want to keep the heat on him, you have him beat Cody. After Cody went through all that shit to get this match, you have MJF beat Cody 1-2-3 and keep that heat. Yes.
I like it. I love MJF. You know MJF's my guy. That's my guy.
You have him beat Cody 1-2-3 in the middle of the ring.
Just to keep that heat
just
on.
Just to keep that heat.
Just to keep him as the uber heel that he is, man. That dude is amazing as a heel. He is great. He needs that.
Yeah, he really does. And I hope Cody lets that happen.
Yeah, I think Cody should know better, man.
He will get ultra heat on Wednesday night when they come out.
You don't need to win, Cody.
No.
You could get a get back joint.
Cody's the most over person in the company anyway.
Yeah, you could get a get back joint, but that heat right now, dog. Yeah. And have MJF cheat to do it. Have it where Cody, you got the match won, but then he cheats you, dog.
Nah, get some interference from outside, nut shot.
Yeah. Like I said, you got the match won, but then he cheats you, bro. Yep, uber heat.
Little just interference from outside, nut shot, and it's a wrap. Yeah.
But both of them are going to have people in their corners. Warlord is going to be in the corner of MJF, and Arn Anderson is going to be in the corner of Cody. There you have it. Then the main event is going to feature the La Champion with a little bit of the bubbly, Mr. Chris Jericho versus John Moxley.
They strapping Mox.
They strapping Mox?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they strapping him too, man.
They need to get that belt off of Jericho's fat ass. All right. I like Jericho.
He didn't have his run, man. Yeah. He did a good job, man. He put the company in a good place. The storylines that he didn't have, he didn't gave other people the rub beside him. You know, I think they did a great job.
He's had that belt since what, August?
He had the belt since they started the company. So, yeah, I think he did a good job, man. He brought Sammy Guevara to new heights, which in turn helped Darby Allin get to new heights. You know, you got Jake Hager building him up. They done built up LAX. I mean, what is their name?
You can call him LAX. Okay. I like that pride and powerful, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, LAX. You know what I mean? You just had so many people built around that. And he did a good job giving those younger guys the rub. I ain't going to call them kids because, you know,
now,
LAX
has been around for a minute. When Mox wins it, I don't think he should hold it long.
You don't think he should hold it on?
Nah, I don't see. To me, he's not a good champ.
He's not a good champ?
Nah.
Okay. So who you think should be in that transitional phase for them to make the new champion? who do you think of their roster would make the next best champion after this?
Well, because Mox is a face, he's going to have to fight a heel.
Mm-hmm.
Pac.
Pac. Okay. I think Pac would make a good champion. You think MJF will make a good champion?
Yeah, because he talks hella shit.
Yeah.
And that's what heels do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I think keep him away from the title for
right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Understood. Who else you got?
Like, I would say Kenny, but...
Kenny.
Fucking, he's in this bullshit with, you know?
Yeah. I think one thing that I'm okay with about Kenny... is that he's being a team player about this shit. Even though we all know he should be... we all know he should be the face of the company. He should be the one holding the belt. He should be the champ.
My problem with that is not everybody knows about Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
Not everybody watched New Japan. So they see this dude in the U.S. because they heard so much about his name. And then he comes out losing half his goddamn matches.
Yeah. So I think... But I think one thing that solidified him is the match that him and Pac had against each other last week, this past Wednesday.
I'm going to go back
the
and watch 30
minute Iron Man match. Because I watched the match and I was like, yo,
I didn't see it.
These two guys, every time they get in the ring together, you can't deny their talent. We know that them two are the best two wrestlers in that company. Every time them two get in the ring against each other. And that match was incredible. That match, I don't even think they should have gave that match away on free television. Like, that was a pay-per-view quality match.
AEW shouldn't give away a lot of their shit on TV.
Yeah, you're right.
But they don't have pay-per-views. They only have, what, 3-4 a year?
Yeah, but that was a pay-per-view quality matchup that them two guys had.
You know, it's like NXT.
You know?
Because NXT only does, like, 5 pay-per-views a year.
But
so you gotta give away your shit on TV.
Yeah, but with the younger guys and the lesser talent of the main eventers, man, you got to start building those people up, man, and get them in the picture, you know. Luchasaurus, you know, who else they got down there, man? I know all they got a lot of tag teams, but I don't know. I can't. Place all a singles competitors offhand no more. Like, they got a lot of talent in the tag team division, but I can't place all a singles wrestlers no more. I'm drawing a blank
because they only really show like a few of them.
Yeah, you know, but next champ, Pac after Mox.
Yeah.
Cool.
Because Mox needs a heel to go against.
Right.
And there aren't many heels.
Right.
That at least single competitors are at least strong enough to even compete.
Yeah. And Cody can't go after the championship no more, right? That's what that was what the stipulation was in his match that he had against Chris Jericho that he lost because of MJF.
Well, Cody's also a face. They ain't going to put a face against a face.
Oh, I know they ain't going to put a face against a face, but I'm just saying he can't go for the championship.
Now, anymore. Was it only as long as Jericho had the belt?
That or? I don't know. I don't remember.
I think so. See, because Cody's going to get that belt at some point.
But see, that's why WWE be doing this to us, because they be like, yo, y'all ain't going to remember anyways.
Well, no, but WWE, they'll specify that, which they actually did.
Yeah.
In the I Quit match.
Right.
That I didn't like.
That you didn't like. Cool.
Because they fucking my girl Toni Storm over.
They fucking Toni Storm over.
I mean, I don't care as long as they bring her over to regular NXT, but if she's going to stay in UK, that's that bullshit.
Yeah. You got anything else for the people, bro?
Hit that Facebook group up.
Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. You know, we appreciate you guys always listening to us. You know, we get those. I call them the I don't even got a name for them yet, but it's the first five that always listen to as soon as this shit go out. Whoever you are, because I can't tell exactly who you are. I just know that it's five of y'all that always listen to it when it first go up. We appreciate you.
We know it ain't me.
It's them first. It's always five. We appreciate you. So if you listening, which you probably are because you always listen, man, you the loyalist. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
This has been the 2 Cents and 9 Cents podcast, the Sports Talk Edition. That's been my homeboy, Matt.
Yep.
I've been Antoine Waslicker. We appreciate you guys again, and we out.
We out.